Welcome to episode 5 of 5 Minutes Alone, the weekly podcast of the Bering Drive Church of Christ. I'm your host, Jeff Christian, minister at Bering. This podcast, along with our blog and sermons, can always be found at our website at beringfamily.org. You can also follow us on Twitter at Bering Drive and like us on Facebook. This week's episode is called A 5-Minute Sermon. So how do you preach a 5-Minute Sermon? Well, if you preach like the Bible does, it's not that hard. For example, in 1 Timothy 3:16, the passage we read at Bering this past Sunday, we stated what the early Christian churches told as the central story. Jesus appeared to many, was innocent in the Spirit, was seen by the messengers of God, was preached among the nations, was believed by the world, and taken into the glory in which we now share the glory of God. But if you've been in church for very long, you probably already know that we can get distracted in a hurry. One of the reasons many people give up on church is because we start telling other stories than this one about Jesus. We start telling our own stories. Or we argue about the color of the carpet, or we start talking about a particular issue, or on and on the stories go. It is tempting to confuse the church with Burger King and think we can always have things our way. After all, we live in a consumer culture where the things we want can be tailored to our exact specifications. Sound familiar? I can sense that those listening to this podcast are nodding their heads in agreement, or if you're anything like me, even shaking your head. But this is nothing new. The reason the early churches had to make these central creedal statements of basic belief is that they were no different from us. They too got off track. You only have to read the letter we call 1 Corinthians to see that the church had a laundry list of issues and controversies, which is probably why Paul begins to wrap up the letter in chapter 15 with a creedal statement of basic belief in 1 Corinthians 15:1 through 11. And the reason we must continue to tell the story and why 5-minute sermons like this exist is so that we can place our focus where it belongs, on Jesus. Put your church to the test. Where is the focus on any particular Sunday morning? It needs to be on Jesus. When I hear a sermon, and certainly when I preach, I want to hear something that is going to shape me in the image and likeness of Christ, even in the ways we live our daily lives. At times, that challenges us. We live in an American Idol society where we have been conditioned to grade everything, to evaluate everything. And so we go to church, and then at the end of the service we say, "I liked that," or "I didn't like that." If we're not careful, dear podcast friends, we can attend these worship services without worshiping. So what would happen if we made commitments in our churches to come worship in order to be shaped by God? And moreover, what if we made the same commitments on Monday through Saturday so that the focus of church had less to do with Sunday morning than in the ways we are prepared for ministry every day? So back to people who've given up on organized church. Well, if you're in the Houston area on Sunday mornings, I'm inviting you to a place that I believe puts the focus where it belongs, on Jesus. We here at the Bering Drive Church of Christ are a family-sized church committed to simple faith. But admittedly, we are a collection of human beings who sometimes still talk a little too much about the color of the carpet. And that is why it's so important to keep preaching these 5-minute sermons. We preach them in order to remember on those days when we swing the focus away from what is most important, that God is pleased when we do just that, when we remember. So once again, something to remember, and perhaps even memorize, from 1 Timothy 3:16, the center of the Christian story. Jesus appeared to many, was innocent in the Spirit, was seen by the messengers of God, was preached among the nations, was believed by the world, and was taken into the glory in which we now share the glory of God. The center of the Christian story is very simple. It's when we, with our lives, say, "Jesus is Lord." And as that great radio hero Paul Harvey used to say, and now you know the rest of the story. Have a great day. May the Lord bless you and keep you and shine upon you.